This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Up the Ante with me, Angeline Tay. And what we do on this show is we usually follow up with entrepreneurs and then get them to share their challenges. But today we're doing things a little bit different. We have Off Peak. He's been on twice already. This is his third time on. And they've recently announced that they have raised $800,000 for Series A round from Gobi Partners. They are a restaurant discovery platform that provides instant restaurant booking and dining privileges based right here in Kuala Lumpur. So on the other hand, we have Gobi Partners. They are a venture capital firm that made their first investment in Malaysia since they opened their KL office earlier this year. So how did Off Peak raise these funds without having a business model, as they are offering their services free? And what will they do with these funds? We'll ask Tan Ian, who is the business development director from Off Peak, and also Victor Chua from Gobi Malaysia will be here to tell us what they think as an investor's point of view towards Off Peak. Welcome back, Ian.
Thanks for having us again.
So let's do a quick recap, right? What is Off Peak?
So Off Peak is an online food discovery platform where our users can just browse our mobile apps or on our website and basically enjoy dining privileges any time of the day. We have changed somewhat since the last time I came in the sense that, when we talked, I think some 8 months ago, we hadn't had our mobile apps yet at the point in time. Since we had it in the last 4 to 5 months, our whole dynamics has kind of changed with how our users have been interacting on our platform. As you know, these days, the smartphone, you have this location-based capability. So the idea of the app now is you can discover what's around your locality, what's actually being offered during lunchtime, and we still have offer all around through the day, from breakfast right up to like supper time at night. So it's just so much more convenient now, because you just whip up your phone, you turn on the Off Peak app, whether you're on iPhone or Android, and we will suggest places for you to go to. And so as a result, our merchant partners who have joined us since first day till now, they're also getting the added benefit of being seen and getting their reservations to go up, because now the locality is what pushes them up to the list. Instead of previously when people would just search particular areas that they want to go then, or particular names of restaurants that they wanted to find out for, it's the other way around now. The platform is actually doing that thinking for them. So we are reaching what we initially planned to be, which is we want to become the food app. If you're thinking about lunch, you're thinking about dinner, any time of the day, you just whip up the off-peak app and we'll suggest where you should go.
Okay, so it's no longer just off-peak hours then?
Oh, no. Initial days, we were talking about clearing spare inventory. And so the whole brand behind how we came up was, it did make sense to say that we were pushing off-peak back then. But really, spare inventory can happen any time of the day, even during lunch and dinner times. Most of our restaurant partners, they don't hit maximum capacity. And that's a shame, because you've got the whole kitchen in full power running, your staff, everyone is on board. So if we can help as a platform push maybe an additional 3 to 5 tables to you every single day, that's essentially helping you in your bottom line already. So, the idea of off-peak being only for off-peak hours, it never really kind of stayed there. It's all around through the day, which is just wonderful in terms of end users' choices.
Okay, yeah. But will it cause a confusion with your name off-peak? Are you going to go through any rebranding exercise?
Well, actually, we were having this chat earlier on, me and Victor. I think with our expansion plans now going abroad, which it's been in our game plan since day one in any case, we're in fact going to launch Bangkok, I think probably next week. So with this expansion plan, I guess it would make sense for us to rethink about a rebranding. But at the moment, we're very happy with off-peak as it were still. It won't change for the Malaysian context, and it won't either for Thailand context. But maybe in the future, who knows? Yeah, still in the thought process right now.
Right, you're here mostly to share with us, how did you go out look for money?
Yes, so that's a very interesting journey that we've been through, even though it's been extremely short. The first couple of months, as you know, we were bootstrapping amongst ourselves as the shareholders and directors. So essentially, it's all our savings, lah. And one thing that we really wanted to test was how the market was going to receive us. And we've just been blown away. The market really did surprise us. Restaurateurs are really happy with the kind of feedback they've been getting from their users. They've been getting more traffic. Our end users are giving us very positive feedback about how it's so simple to use the platform and find the restaurants they want to eat at. And it's so simple to understand, because really, all it is you book, and that percentage that you get is off a la carte. So you don't have to worry about, you know, specifics within a menu or whatnot. It's just really easy to understand. So we thought after the app was launched, I think 4 or 5 months back, you know, why hold back? You know, we should be actually plowing on and expanding this way beyond just Klang Valley or even Malaysia for that matter. And so we took a leap of faith, even though we haven't had funding back then. We already started planning for Thailand. Thailand specifically because I think the demographic there is bigger, and also because logistically it's just our neighbor, so it made a lot of sense. So we started planning around that, and very pleased to say that we'll probably launch by next week already anyway. And we thought to ourselves, gosh, guys, you know, we've only got so much savings. Maybe we should figure out a way to get some of the backers, and we should start going on maybe a round of round A funding. So we started talking to a couple of friends because, you know, this is a new area for us. So we're learning as much as our listeners out there are probably thinking we're by no means any expert. It's still a very much a learning journey for us. And we were really blessed to have found Gobi because when we looked at the VC area here in Southeast Asia, it's very different from what you see in Silicon Valley. You know, all those big names that we read about from all those websites, most of them aren't here yet. They're coming here now, but they're not here yet. So we started reading up about who was down, you know, in Southeast Asia, and Gobi was a fantastic match because they had invested previously in a lot of O2O, which is offline to online sort of platforms. Basically, anyone who is organic in terms of a business like restaurants, mm-hmm. And they want to get online. This is us. This is our space. So we thought, wow, maybe we would fit quite well. And we arranged a meeting through a mutual friend of ours. And we headed it off. I think on the first meeting, they understood us, our business model. Yes, I mean, you pointed out earlier on that we don't have a revenue stream yet at the moment. But I think we're at this stage where we're still growing. Mm-hmm. And I think we still have to earn the trust of our customers and also our partner restaurants. And so really blessed that Gobi understands the track that we're taking.
Right.
And so I think that's why we are working together now. I'm so blessed that we are funded this way.
Yeah, I mean, someone. It's true. I mean, what makes this funding interesting is that, yeah, you have no clear business model. So I would like Victor's point of view. You know, what do you think about this model and what creates that trust towards investing off-peak? And we'll find out more after this. We have Tan Ian, the Business Development Director from Off-Peak, and also Victor Chua from Gobi Malaysia. He's the Investment Manager for Gobi. And this is Up the NT and Open for Business, BFM 89.9. Good morning. You're still listening to Up the NT and Open for Business with me, Angeline Tay. And in the studio with us is Victor Chua from Gobi Malaysia. They've recently funded $800,000 to Off-Peak. And we have Tan Ian, for representative from Off-Peak here. So, Victor, from Gobi's standpoint, what do you see in Off-Peak?
Hi, Angeline. Thanks for having me and Ian and myself here. It's really wonderful to be here. So I think let's start off with you asking about what we see in Off-Peak. First thing, we look at the people. I mean, as most of the VCs might say, we focus on people. But in this case, we communicate with the founding team a lot that we have been texting each other for almost every day. So that's, I mean, it's more of a dating process. You want to get to know the founders who are working on the company. From there, you see how mature they are, how good are their execution. So that was the first thing that we saw. So we have known Ian for the last couple of months. We've been talking to each other, Ban and Kyung, the other founders as well. So that was, I think, one of the key reasons why we actually invested into Off-Peak. The other reason why we are so interested in Off-Peak is that, well, as much as like Ian pointed out before that there's no revenue stream, but there's definitely a business model there, and there's some before we even invest into a company, we already thought of what we can do with it. I mean, of course we can't review that right now, but there's already a plan in terms of how we're gonna start generating revenue, how we're gonna expand the business. All these are already in plans. Just to emphasize that there is a business model.
Okay.
But it's all in play of plans.
But at the moment, it's not generating
yes,
revenue.
Yes, exactly.
So is there a risk right there?
Of course. I mean, with any investments, there's always a risk. If we recognize the risk and we find a way to sort of mitigate it, the risk, then it should be fine. I mean, we don't want to take unnecessary risk, of course. But this is a model which we believe has the potential, and the market size is huge enough for us to expand into other countries within Southeast Asia or even beyond Southeast Asia. So to us, that is not really the most important thing. I mean, we invest in long-term strategies. Mm-hmm. We don't go for the short opportunistic play where, you know, you just invest in a clone and then hopefully that would turns out to be a good exit via trade sale or anything. We look for the long-term different trends which we can write on and try to support the entrepreneurs as much as possible.
Right. And speaking of long-term plan, besides expanding to Thailand, which you're saying that it might be launched next week.
Yes. So we're launching in Bangkok next week, and we're hoping within the next 12 months or so, we will have another 3 to 4 countries. So it's a very aggressive game plan. As you can see here, even since day one, we had to come up with a business model so that we satisfy ourselves as co-founders that it's worth our money. But the execution is all about timing. I think it's a chicken or egg situation over here, because if you don't have the market, as they say, behind you yet, even if you were able to start charging, that's not really going to be something which you can help you to grow immediately. And we're at a stage where, like I said, you know, this is web business, you know, online. There's a lot of choices for consumers out there, without a doubt, especially here in Malaysia. There's so many options for a consumer. What sets Offpeak apart? And that's something which we need to answer. We need to unequivocally settle that. And if everyone starts thinking at some, hopefully soon, date in the future that, you know, if I'm thinking about food, I'm only going to think about Offpeak. At a point in time, I think we can do interesting things, you know. And I think the issue of sustainability in the long run, we're not concerned about that, because I think that comes naturally from any business the minute you start having that base.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more importantly that you prove that the platform works. And I think we've been really blessed that, you know, the stickiness that we have from our users coming back over and over again, especially now with the app, it's just wonderful. You know, even we internally, we know the platform so well, and yet we can't get away from the phone now. It seems to be the only way to interact with Offpeak, you know, it's through the mobile. Because let's face it, we all have like 1 hour lunches. You know, we can't really extend beyond that. So when you're out of that door, you want to find somewhere to eat right now. And that app really helps a lot, because it's telling you what's available now as you speak.
Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All right. So, I mean, you have definitely a very strong value proposition. And you were saying that the dating process for the two of you probably take about 3 months.
I think about 3 or 4 months.
About there, yeah.
So what happened in that process that you think you can share with the listeners, you know, to score a date or to make sure that they make a good impression?
Oh, gosh. And by the way, we are by no means expert in this area yet. But what we've learned so far is that it's very important to share with, an investment partner that will come in, your long-term plans, your growth trajectory, based on what you've already achieved so far. And I think we spoke to Victor and the team at Gobi. One of the things that we've been very consistent with is our growth rate. You know, we've been growing month on month, average about 50% right now in terms of user base, which has been very encouraging. And mind you, we haven't had the funding yet back then. So even our marketing aspects has been rather on the conservative side. So it's time to go to the next level now. And so when we shared our vision with Gobi, I think they were really excited about the prospect. And I think there's a lot of areas that we can grow still. We just have to pick the battles that we want to fight right now and do it really well.
Mm-hmm.
So all throughout the process, we have to, you know, even through the 3 to 4 months, we constantly updated Gobi partners on our progress. You know, our number of restaurants has been increasing month on month. Oh, I think we're about 600 plus today already on our platform today in terms of restaurants that users can choose from. And we're getting a lot of bookings that are coming in on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. So they see that there's this consistency in our growth, even though we hadn't, as they say, still haven't sealed the deal yet. So this, it looked like a very, very strong story, I guess, on our part.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think that that's probably why, we cross over that line in terms of...
Okay.
Yeah, we like the traction that they were generating, like Ian mentioned. And they were very, insensitive in the sense of how they spend their money. So we like that, because we don't want to have our entrepreneurs to go out and spend money just because they have the money. That's one thing that is quite key for us. With the traction that they met, they were actually generating, plus the sort of outlook or plans, long-term plans that they have in the future, that was some of the key points that we were quite convinced that these are the guys that we want back. That's why we invest in them.
Okay, so how did the figure 800,000 come about?
Ooh. when we saw Gobi for the first time as well, we already had an idea of what we needed to get to that stage, to the next stage, you know. And so as we discussed with them, we realized that that's also within the investment so-called appetite.
Yep.
And so as we went along to discuss numbers, that was the numbers that we settled for. And I think it's a decent amount that will allow us to grow in the 3 to 4 countries, apart from the existing two right now. But, you know, we're hopefully moving on a year from now to something even bigger by then.
Yep.
We already have plans for the next stage.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes from here. Yeah,
okay.
Still early days right now.
Right, so 800,000. So what are you going to do with the money?
Well, most of the money is to be spent on marketing expansions, right? Getting more visibility out there in the market. Because if you notice us, we haven't really gone out in a very big way to try to garner branding ourselves and whatnot. It's been very organic. Mm-hmm. And so the reason for that is very simple, because it's, you know, we're bootstrapping the company, so essentially it's the funds that we have sunk in ourselves. So we discussed about some of our marketing plans with Gobi from the beginning. We're still doing a lot of things very cautiously because we know from the data that comes back to us already in the last 8 months what works, what doesn't work. We're basically trying, tested all this, so we're going to put in more right now. Because we believe the returns from such investments and such marketing efforts should yield the sort of expectations that we would like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's basically mainly on expansion and also marketing essentially that we're doing for. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of work cut out for us.
Okay. For sure. All right. So it seems like there are a lot of opportunities for other startups out there as well. So Victor, as a representative from Gobi Partners, tell us a little bit more about Gobi Partners.
Sure. Well, to give you a brief, at least an introduction to Gobi Partners, Gobi Partners started in 2002. We have 7 offices across China, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Malaysia, of course. The Malaysian office just started this year. It's a collaboration with MAFCAP, which is the venture capital arm of the Malaysian government, wholly owned by the Ministry of Finance. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, as much as a regional player as Gobi is, we actually have a lot of local element as well. That's why you're seeing support from MAFCAP. So that's a bit of brief on Gobi. In China, we have been investing into many companies. We have invested up to about 100 over companies. So some of the notable ones include Tuniu, which is an online travel agency that got listed on NASDAQ. And we also, as Ian mentioned, we are also big on O2O companies. For example, Line O is a delivery company that we have invested in China. In 2010, we expanded down to Southeast Asia. So Singapore was our first office. So we invested into a couple of companies within the Southeast Asia region, which includes Mindspring, Apps Foundry, or Scoop in Indonesia. We also invested into IAH in Singapore and then CI in Malaysia. Some of these are gaming companies. For example, Scoop. You should just think of Flipboard, but for Indonesians. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the companies that we have invested as Gobi.
Okay, so what sort of portfolio are you looking out for?
To zoom down into specific, I guess, the sectors that we like. Of course, we want to look at as many sectors, as many verticals, segments as possible in the tech space. But there are some certain areas of interest that we are focusing a little bit more on, such as travel, mainly because our portfolio has a lot of travel companies. So potentially that's a lot of synergies that we can bring on board. Marketplaces, O2O companies, that's what I mean. Offpeak has an element of O2O that which we think has a potential. On top of that, there will be fintech companies that we'd like to talk to. So yeah, I guess that summarizes some of the sectors that we are interested in.
All right, before we close the session, you know, is there anything that you want to put out to our listeners in terms of raising funds?
Well, I guess there is a mindset that needs to change. Like, I guess as Malaysians, you know, we're usually very close to ideas. That needs to change. We need to talk to more people, leverage on some of the experiences out there. If you're a young person and you have a great idea, obviously, what you lack is in terms of the experience, you know, setting up an organization, getting the hiring and so on and so forth. You know, speak to people around you that maybe you can find as co-founders. I think we were very lucky that amongst our co-founders and ourselves, we gelled very well from day one. So that's key. And, you know, don't be afraid to talk about your ideas. If you approach the investment community, you know, guys like Gobi, they will give you, you know, their feedback on your business model. And you can either use that as a way of validating what you're doing, or maybe you need to pivot, you know, if your model doesn't work. We are really lucky that since day one till now, we haven't had to pivot at all, which is quite testament to the platform in itself, that we have found a market gap that has really been not addressed so far until now. So, yeah, I think you just need to go out there, talk to more people, and hopefully you'll get the right team.
Yeah, I think for Gobi, we want to invest in people, and we like Southeast Asia, of course, Malaysia as well, for the fact that population here is very young. on average age is between 25 to 35. So we have a long way to go, and GDP is increasing as a region. And population, of course, is increasing. Right now we're standing at 600 million, and it's definitely going to be going even higher. So I think to quote what my managing partner, Tom, has mentioned in one of his interviews, we like this region and we want to invest into the young people, young entrepreneurs, who has the drive, who has the determination to actually create something that has a social impact to how our systems are in this region. So definitely we want to be in the long-term play where we want to try to help as many entrepreneurs who has the potential to be to build the next billion-dollar company.
All right, thank you so much for your time. We've been speaking to Victor Chua from Gobi Malaysia Investment Manager and also Tan Ian from Offpeak. Congratulations once more. And thank you so much for listening. This is Up the NT and Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.